And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. I know my own, and my own know me. And just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. And for this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it back up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Let the words that I speak and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. So who here has loved before? Has the ability to love? Give me a hello. Nailed it. Love one another just as I love you. Love one another. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now, is it that easy? This is part of the message today. It should be easy, right? Just as I have loved you, love one another. So how does God love us? How big does God love us? Bigger than this much and more? Being a math guy, infinity? Unconditionally, right? But what does it look like? How do we see it? How do we feel it? And how do we trust God's love? In the gospel, it talks about the good shepherd, the gate, the sheep, the wolves, the hired hand. I mean, there's so much there. My gosh, to unpack all of that, we could better bring a lunch because it's going to be a while. But I'll get through it quickly. The shepherd. The good shepherd is obviously Jesus. The gate is Jesus. The place to go through. But let's take this a little bit more personal. Could I be the shepherd? Could you be the shepherd? Where were you the shepherd, guiding, protecting, helping someone in need? Think about when that occurred in your life. What opportunities did you have? What opportunities did I miss being the good shepherd? The sheep, a person in need, searching for a shepherd, perhaps. When did I seek someone to guide me? When I was in need. When did I receive God's love in a time of need? Was I the sheep out in the corner of the pen, out in the pasture, just waiting for the shepherd to come and find me, seeing that I may have a need? Or did I just go forward and say, I have a need, shepherd. I'm that sheep that goes, bah, bah, and all over you, letting him know the need. The wolves. This is a vivid picture in my mind, and not ending pretty. While scattering the sheep, who or what is distracting me from uniting with my buddy sheep? All y'all are my buddy sheep here in this room. I have buddy sheep out beyond this building. But what separates us? What scatters us? Is it a wolf? Or is it something more intangible. Each one of us, we can think about what we say or what we do that does not show that great big love that God wants for us. What is it that distances us from each other? That's a wolf. It might be busyness of our lives. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's our volunteering. Maybe we're overextending ourselves. Maybe we're not extending ourselves enough. Doubt creeps in, skepticism. Or maybe it's that little phone that we have that we consumes our time and our makes us distracted. Or the book of faces. And they often are important, right? Necessary in our minds within that moment, that needs to be done. That is important. Finding a balance, what is important and how often we spend our time. Maybe time is our wolf. Well, it was my wolf. When being a teacher, and when we first moved to Alaska, we were in the Chignecks for 3 years, and I spent a lot of time at school. I spent a lot of time in the head teacher's office. So when three-year-old Anders comes marching over to the school with his little tiny water boots on and his slicker jacket, and he comes out and says, in Kramer fashion, bursts into my office and says, Dad, flat calm day, go for a skiff ride? He put a forearm smash on that wolf. 15 minutes, we were launched off in the beach, burning gas, bobbing around, watching ducks, sea otters, seals, eating a sandwich, just finding God's peace in the majestic surroundings. Or maybe it's a call, and maybe some of you have gotten a call like this on occasion. When I was teaching at the high school, and it'd be getting late, and Dad, I get a call. Dad, when you coming home? How many times have you heard that call? When you coming home? Oh, I just feel like going for a run with you, Dad. I'll be there in a few minutes. Oh, better yet, why don't you run on over, because we just lived a few blocks away. Run on over, and I'll knock on my window, and I'll be ready. Not sure who the shepherd is and who's the sheep here. Who is helping who? As I said, my major wolf has been putting more on my plate. And as being a coach for over 46 years, I've spent an awful lot of time with other people's kids. And sometimes I always felt like I didn't spend enough time with my own and my family. That was a struggle for me to work with. Until I was at an event. I don't remember where. I don't remember all the circumstances. It was a while ago. And a former athlete came up and said, Coach, I got to thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my life. You took time on the bus that day to visit and talk with me. I had a need. I was in a real dark place. I was about to put an end to all the pain in my life, but you gave me some hope. I looked at things a little differently after that. I said, thanks for being there, Coach. God, you gave me the opportunity to coach all these years so that one child of yours could now experience your abundant life. We never know when we're going to have that sheep opportunity or that shepherd opportunity, but we have to keep our eyes open for it. In 1 John, it talks about walking the talk, love in action. Help those in need if the love of God is in our hearts. How can we ignore our brother in need? In the lesson, Peter and John were jailed for proclaiming Jesus and the healing of the man who couldn't walk. I don't think that was easy. For we're told that the world will hate this love at times, and this love will be questioned and judged harshly by some. Much like Peter and John experienced. It may be easy for some to say this, that I can love and be loved, but is it that easy, or is it messy like Peter and John? It is easy to pick and choose those that we love and that those that believe the same. Jesus tells us to love everyone. So sometimes, how do we love someone with a different political view? How do we love someone that has a different religion? Or we look at what they believe in. How do we love someone who's of a different, or doesn't agree with our gender and orientation views? How do we love someone who looks differently? How do we love someone that lives differently? How do we do that? And from the lesson today, and Sue mentioned it in the children's message a little bit about the shepherd. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need and has no pity or compassion for him, how can that love of God be in him? Compassion leads to compassion. One Christmas, we were just out of the bush. We bought a house. We'd been in this church for a year and a half. I don't know, maybe 2 years, I think. And we didn't have a whole lot going on for Christmas for the kids. But we still had each other. We were okay with that. But here we are sitting around the dining room table. I think maybe the kids might have been in bed. It was late. I see a person coming up the driveway between the two vehicles. I said, what the heck? Something's going on here. Somebody's out there. So somebody's sneaking around. I go over and I turn the outside light on and I see this shadow just escape. And I figured I will go running out in my usual fashion and checking things out. And I look down and I see big garbage bags in between the vehicles. And I see a person running down the street, lickety-split. Gets in their car, speeds away. I have no clue who this person is. Deb, call the police. There's somebody dumped a bunch of strange stuff on our property. They ran away. They sped away. Call the police. So the police shows up, skeptically looking with his flashlight. He opens up the bag. Oh, there's a lot of food in here. Good food. Lots of food. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh. And opens up the other bag. Oh, there's presents in here. There's gifts wrapped in paper. And I go, oh, wow. And he says, Merry Christmas. And I wish him a Merry Christmas. And he says, I wish all of my calls would end this well. Sitting in our bed that night, one of the things that was in there was this plastic box. And they had a little maze on it, and there was a dollar bill on one side and a dollar bill on the other side, and there was a bunch of things in between. And we sat there for a half an hour trying to figure out how to get this thing open. What's inside of this? There were hundreds of dollars in there. We wept. You know, unexpected love that was bestowed upon us. More than 20 years passed before knowing who that was. Thank you, my brother Dan. To receive love, though, as you can see, it wasn't all initially received really well. My skepticism and my everything that had been going on in my work and stuff made me think twice about what's in that bag, what's going to happen. We have to trust in God's love. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, as was read in the scripture earlier, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know we belong to the truth and we set our hearts at rest in God's presence. Kindness leads to kindness. So when we see a person in need, open those doors. Open the doors for story time. Open the doors for the quilters, for the travelers, for the people who need a place to stay. Open the doors for people in need. So you may say to yourself, self, how do we get the strength to show this love? Well, in the scriptures it says, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we will receive from him anything that we ask, right? Always be careful what you ask for. It may not come back in the way that you wish. When you feel, if fear is the wolf to scatter and divide, then what are we afraid of? God is with us at our side. As we seek strength, seek him. The 23rd Psalm, as was read today, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. He is there for me. He is there for you. So if you're feeling like a sheep, seek the shepherd at the gate. If you're feeling like a shepherd, make yourself known by God's love through you. Love in action seeks kindness and those in need. So when you feel the wolves and the demons that are scattering you, seek the gatekeeper, seek the good shepherd. And seek the peace for strength. Look for the good shepherd. Listen to that voice that God put in our hearts to love one another. Rule of thumb. Love leads to love. Joy leads to joy. Peace will bring peace. And kindness will bring kindness. For any of God's love that we have does not bring pain into the world. So, my brothers and sisters, believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. God's love is kind and wonderful. So, love your children. Love your families. Love all your brothers and sisters, both in here and out there. Pray to help us to be strong. Love one another because God loves you an awful lot. That means you need to go out and love an awful lot. Love those that haven't quite found God's love in their hearts quite yet. So break down those doors, wrestle the wolves, open our hearts, open the doors, not to just let God's love shine in, but open those doors to let our light out. As we walk out of this building, let the love of Christ shine with us as we go. Love one another. Love one another. Love everyone as God has loved us. Thanks be to God. Amen.